This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a bit more than a month left in the Supreme Court's term, give or take, and on the list of decisions yet to be announced is a closely watched affirmative action case called Fisher versus the University of Texas, in which the consideration of race in admissions to UT's flagship campus in Austin is at issue. But that case is about just one part of the state's diversity programs. Under Texas law, students are in the top 10% of their high school class are guaranteed admission to any public university in the state, except for UT Austin, where that has been cut down to the top 7%. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Every Wednesday, the teachers and staff at Lanier High School wear college T-shirts and sweatshirts to work. And because this is Austin, there's a lot of burnt orange for the University of Texas.
All you see is the teachers, the staff, they're all just wearing their orange shirts. So it's like, oh, that's like the school to go in.
Janet Aviles is a senior at Lanier.
It just makes you wonder, like, oh, what if I went there? Like, I could become like one of them too, like a role model.
The top 10% rule was designed to increase access to the state's top public universities. Most of the kids at Lanier come from low-income families and speak English as a second language.
Walter, where's your pass?
Principal Ryan Hopkins says without the rule, his students would be at a disadvantage competing with students from wealthier high schools.
I'm looking at about 20 kids, which are guaranteed entrance into some of the most phenomenally funded research institutions in the world.
But Janet Aviles won't be one of them. Several years ago, UT Austin was so overwhelmed with top 10% students, it was allowed to cap automatic admissions at 75% of the incoming class. That means for next school year, only students who made the top 7% of their class were guaranteed admission. Janet just missed the cutoff, and when she applied for one of the few remaining slots, she didn't get in.
It is very hard if you're not in that top 7%, unless you have done extraordinary things and can present a kind of a unique portfolio to the admissions office, it's very hard to get in.
That's one reason a lot of Texans have mixed feelings about the law. Many talented kids don't make the cut, especially in the highest performing schools. That's led some families to game the system by moving their kids to lower achieving schools where they have a better chance. Hopkins says the rule also creates a hyper-competitive environment where students are so focused on boosting their GPAs with honors courses, they may miss out on interesting electives or activities.
While we want to promote the most rigorous academic courses, we also want them to be well-developed and to be exposed to many things while they're in high school. This percentage rule kind of puts pressure against that.
But the biggest threat to the law may come from the University of Texas itself. Earlier this year, the system chancellor, William McRaven, asked state legislators to reconsider the policy. Here he is testifying before the Texas House Higher Education Committee.
Your flagship, your number one university in the state of Texas, is ranked 52nd on the U.S. News and World Report. 52nd. To me, that's unacceptable.
McRaven argued that UT Austin's low ranking stems partly from what's still confusingly known as the top 10% rule, because even with the 75% cap, the university has little flexibility to pick its own students with high test scores or other accomplishments. He also questioned how effective the law has been.
We need to go back and look at the facts in terms of whether or not the 10% rule has served Texas in the way that we hoped it would in terms of increasing diversity.
The top 10% rule was created 20 years ago after a federal appeals court ruled that the University of Texas could not consider an applicant's race as a factor in admissions decisions. Because Texas high schools tend to be segregated by race and ethnicity, admitting the top 10% of every class gave an automatic boost to African American and Latino students.
I think it's an ingenious way of creating racial and ethnic diversity.
That's Richard Collenberg with the Century Foundation, a think tank. He says UT Austin eventually started considering race again for those students not admitted automatically after a 2003 Supreme Court ruling allowed some race-based affirmative action. That's the policy now being challenged in the Fisher case.
But we know that the vast majority of African American and Latino students who get into UT Austin do so through the top 10% plan rather than through the use of race in admissions.
And once enrolled at UT, those students traditionally have done as well as or better than students from Texas high schools who got in without making the top 10. So how diverse is UT Austin now? Last year, about 4% of undergraduates identified as African American or Black, the same percentage as 20 years ago under affirmative action. Hispanic and Latino students make up 22%, up from 14.5%, though researchers have pointed out that's largely due to population growth.
We also know that UT Austin is much more socioeconomically diverse than it would have been without the top 10% plan.
The outcome of the Fisher case could change that equation. The compromise that allowed UT Austin to cap the number of students admitted automatically came with a caveat. If the Supreme Court were to rule against UT's use of race in admissions, the 75% cap would be lifted. And analysts say that could open the whole policy up for debate once again. Meanwhile, Janet Aviles, the senior at Lanier High School who dreamed of going to UT, has moved on.
I wish I could have gone there, but I guess things happen and you just have to keep working to become what you want to become in the future.
She'll start at Texas State University in San Marcos in the fall. In Austin, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.